Ah, there's nothing like a thunderstorm. It's probably the most awesome spectacle of nature.
Obviously, you've not seen me in my new fishnets.
Hey, gang, look, the new computers are here. Aren't you excited?
Yeah, it's all I can do to keep my breakfast down.
Oh, come on, guys. So you might have to do a little bit of adjusting, but believe me, everybody's gonna love these things.
I want that appliance from hell off my desk now.
Nah, come on. These things are gonna be a great help. I'm sure the city has bought us the finest equipment, and they're having it installed by top-notch experts.
Computer cable coming through!
Experts who apparently have taken the day off.
Hey, Bill, if you can hear me, tug on the line. Loud and clear. Good.
Art, I'd like to get the session started. Do you really need Bull for this?
Sir, I gotta get a line to the top of the roof, and Bull's the only one willing to climb up the side of the building.
Why don't you use the stairs?
Oh, sure. Where were you an hour ago?
Bull, reel it in. Come on, Mac, let's fire the puppy up.
I'd rather suck on a Brillo pad, sir.
Come on, there's nothing to it. Take it one step at a time. Just push that button.
Gee, and I was worried.
It's just a machine.
Oh, Harry, I miss my paper files. I miss my clipboards. I miss my pencils.
You know you do, Guy, but they're gone. Still, life must continue. We must move on. Come on, let's do it together. Come on. Let's push the button. Come on. See, that wasn't so hard, was it? Computers are our friends. What's the first case, Mac?
Peepa versus Pac-Man, sir.
Well, it saved your quarter already.
Guess what?
Art, let me explain something to you. I am a judge. This is my bench. This is my courtroom. This is my gavel. Now, when you come into the courtroom and you see Mr. Judge at Mr. Bench with Mr. Gavel, you have to ask yourself a question. Silently, is what I have to say important enough to justify the 5 days in jail I'm going to get for disrupting the judge's courtroom? Now that we've had our little lesson, tell me, Art, is what you have to say that important?
Bull was just hit by a bolt of lightning. You're right, I should have waited. With the doc.
Bull!
Mind if I smoke?
Doctor, is he all right?
That depends. What did he look like before?
Just like that.
Well, then he's fine. Spooky, but fine.
Fine? Art said his heart stopped beating.
Well, yes, for a few minutes he was clinically deceased.
But I'm feeling much better now.
Really, you look dead on your feet. Oh, come on, if we can't laugh at the walking dead, who can we laugh?
It's a miracle he wasn't even hurt. With the voltage he absorbed, it must have been like French kissing a light socket.
No, that feels different.
Mr. Shannon, you're fine.
Why do you think you're going?
I've got a Lance Boyle. Want to help?
Shouldn't you do something?
Like what?
I don't know. What do you usually do when something like this happens to a patient?
Bury him.
Well, I'm ready to go back to work.
Bull, maybe you ought to take it easy for a while, huh? It's probably not a good idea to be back up on your feet so soon after dying.
But I'm really fine. I just want to get back to work. Oh, come on, Harry. Give a freak a chance.
Well, okay, if you think you got the energy. Yeah, I guess the old spark's still there. Mac, are we gonna get this thing going before the end of session?
Well, I can try one more thing. Let me see. Mm-hmm. That did it.
Great. What do you got?
A DC-10 over LaGuardia, sir.
Are those things fun or what?
Sir, I'm not sure that Bull's totally all right.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. He's just sort of standing there humming.
You're losing the altitude. Go left. Go left.
Mac seems occupied, so what do you say we try this the old-fashioned way, huh?
Yes, sir. Next case.
You're going to give me your car?
Yes, ma'am. Here's the registration.
Bless you.
Bull? Did you actually just give your car to the Lady of Stain over there?
Bull, charity is a wonderful thing, but don't you think giving your car away is a little... so to speak?
That's just the beginning, Your Honor.
The beginning?
I have to give away everything I own.
Bull, what do you mean you have to?
Because God told me to.
Gee, and I was impressed when I met Trini Lopez.
Okay, Bull, now we've all had a chance to calm down, so let's just discuss the situation rationally. You talk to God?
I met him when I was dead. We're not on a first-name basis or anything.
Come on, Bull, how did you know it was him? Did he have a little tag on his coat that said, "Hi, I'm the Supreme Being"?
I knew you wouldn't believe me.
No, Bull, it's not that we don't believe you. It's just that the whole thing is a little difficult to understand.
But why don't you try to tell us?
Well, it's kind of hard to describe. First, there is this really bright light. You know, like when you stare into a spotlight for 6 hours?
Yeah, sure.
Well, there I was in heaven. I was just about to get up and go look for Skippy, my dead puppy, when I heard God. That's when he told me that my work wasn't finished yet and I should go back and give everything I have to the poor.
Bull, are you sure he said you should give everything away?
Yeah, Bull, exactly what did the big guy say to you?
God said, "Bull, your work's not finished yet. Give to the poor and thou shalt have treasures in heaven."
That does sound like him.
Maybe there is something to this after all.
Yeah, you know, he does have an awfully strange look on his face. It's almost as if he's been imbued.
You mean barbecued.
Dan, don't you have any faith? Don't you believe that there are some things in this world so incredible that they have to be the result of a higher power?
Sir, oh, sir. Finally got that computer problem cleared up.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do?
I just took all that air traffic control stuff and just wiped it right off the screen.
You should see the looks on their faces.
Well, how are you gonna live without money?
God will provide.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, but in the meantime, I think you're making a hasty decision.
I respect your judgment, Harry, but I've got a ruling from a higher court.
He talked to Wapner?
Hey, Roz, how's Bull doing today?
Oh, he's fine. Had kind of a rough night, though.
Oh, really?
Never wear polyester underwear if you're gonna be hit by lightning.
Hey, what are all these people doing in line for the cafeteria?
Must be the monthly changing of the meatloaf.
Oh, my God!
200, there you go, and I hope the pawn shop didn't sell your monkey. Number 42!
Hey, Bull. How's it going?
Fast, Your Honor. There's a lot of needy people out there. Get out of line, Dan.
That was the most putrid, disgusting display of greed I've ever seen in my life.
What gave me away? The hat?
Before he goes broke, maybe we could get an injunction or something.
An injunction against God? It's no crime to give away money. Mac!
What?
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm gonna go fix that computer.
Oh, wait a minute, Mac. We don't want to do anything hasty.
Oh, yes, we do, sir.
Mac, give me the axe.
Uh-uh.
Mac, listen, you give me Mr. Axe, and I promise we will fix our friend the computer. Come on, Mac, give it one more chance. Come on. Come on, come on.
Okay, okay, one more chance. But then it's goodbye, Mr. Microchips.
What's with Bull? Gets hit by a bolt of lightning, and all of a sudden comes Mr. Popularity?
No, this is pretty serious, Art. He's giving away everything he owns.
Boy, anything to get out of helping me lay cable. And after he promised to do all my work here on Earth.
He promised what?
Yesterday on the roof, as he was coming to, he says, I shall do all thy work here on Earth. I guess that doesn't apply to snake and cable.
Art, what exactly happened yesterday?
Well, you see, at first, I didn't know he was hit. Bull's feeding me cable, right? All of a sudden, it stops. I give him a call on a walkie-talkie, no answer. I thought it was just a line that was dead. So I go up to the roof, and there's Bull, sprawled out, steaming like a cow pie in a snowbank. And that's when he tells me he's going to do all my work.
Art, can you remember exactly what you said to Bull while he was dead?
Well, I said I needed 11 more feet of cable. You see, the code for the building specifies...
Art!
All right. I said, Bull, your work is not finished yet.
What else did you say, Art?
Give me some more. I'll shout when it measures 11.
Give me some more. Give to the poor.
I'll shout when it measures 11.
And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. By Jove, I think you've got it.
Didn't hear God, he heard Art.
And he's been giving away thousands of dollars.
On the word of a man who cleans his ears with a drill bit.
Say, that reminds me. We gotta go tell him.
Bull, the money isn't...
All gone. You gave it all away?
All except $100 for groceries. But it's okay. The joy of giving has made me rich beyond the need for money.
That's sick.
Bull... You remember how you told us that yesterday God talked to you? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but the voice you heard was Art.
You mean Art is God?
Bull.
Now it makes sense. Our Father who is Art in heaven.
What you heard was Art talking to you through the walkie-talkie. He was asking you to give him more cable. You just heard him wrong. You misunderstood.
Yes, I think it's starting to sink through the first four or five layers. We have comprehended. pension.
I wondered why God smelled like tidy bowl.
Oh, Bull, I'm so sorry.
How much did you give away?
My entire life savings. $27,516.37. Excuse me a moment.
Oh, he'll be okay.
Excuse me? I'm looking for the guy who's given away all his money.
He's not here. Besides, the money's all gone.
Oh, that's too bad. I was kind of counting on him.
What do you need money for?
Oh, my son's coming home from the service. I'd like to get home to see him, but it's in South Carolina. I don't have bus fare.
Here.
You're the guy. Gee, I don't know what to say. God bless you.
I won't hold my breath.
Tough habit to break, huh? Listen, Bull, I know that the last 24 hours have been a little, well, tense for you.
You heard about my polyester underwear.
And what with this money thing, I imagine you're feeling really stupid, huh?
Thanks. I feel much better now.
Sorry.
Last night I thought a miracle happened. What a chump.
A miracle did happen.
All right. Poof! The vanishing bank account.
I'll tell you what the miracle was. Bull Shannon is alive. And there's a lot of people around here who are very happy for that miracle.
Thank you, Harry.
How you feel?
Medium rare.
Anything I can do for you?
I think I just want to be alone.
That, my friend, is something you will never be.
Hi. I don't want to complain or anything, but I just don't get it. I mean, I've had tough times before, and I always accepted it cheerfully. Even when I got my head stuck in that ice machine. But this one's a little hard to take. I mean, it's not the money. Okay, it's the money. Don't get me wrong. I am glad to be alive. But I worked hard all my life to save. Now it's all gone. And for what? Well, I guess I did help those people. And nothing I ever did felt so good. I guess helping other people is the way we get close to you. I've been talking to you all my life. It made me feel so good to think that just once, you talk back. Oh, I guess I should know by now you don't work that way. But sometimes I wish you could give me a little sign. Just so I know you're listening.
Mr. Bull Shannon?
What?
Bob Miller, with the city controller's office. Would you sign this, please?
What is it?
It's a release form stating that the city is not at fault for the electrical incident you had on city property. It stipulates that you agree not to sue the city in exchange for a settlement of $25,000.
$25,000?
Okay, $27,500, but that's our final offer. But this means that you'll be waiving any future claim against the city. By signing this, you acknowledge that your accident was, an act of God.
Where do I sign?
Right here. Well, I guess that's legal. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and sorry about the underwear.
TV Land.